Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm wrapping up my 16th anniversary celebration, and this is the last thing you'll hear, well, this hour. I may mention it one more time during the hour, but almost over. We're almost through with the extra layer of obnoxiousness that I put on the show every year at this time. You know, folks, the reason I do this is, as I said in the opening part of the hour, is I'm proud. I don't mind telling you. I admit it. I am proud of what we've accomplished in my organization in the last 16 years. I really am proud. It's a great feeling to be able to be here and to stand here and to feel like you've made something happen, you've accomplished something, because I created this from nothing. It literally didn't exist before. Nobody's ever done what I'm doing right now. And there's still not anybody doing it. So that makes me either really smart or really stupid, right? But the point is that this thing, the whole thing that I created, this media company that I have, is just like your small business. It's just that we have a different product. And all I want you to know is, if you're still in business, if you've got a business and you've accomplished another milestone, you should be proud of that too. It's okay to say, I'm proud of what we've done here. I'm proud of where we are. I'm proud we made another milestone. Tell people about it. Tell your neighbors. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell your employees. Tell your customers. Tell your vendors. We've reached another milestone and we're proud of that. Thank you for helping us. Bring them into it. Get them involved in your celebration as you celebrate the milestones. That's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing. We put out press releases. We're telling people about it. We're getting coverage. We're getting people are telling other people about it. And you can do the same thing. It's also part of marketing. That's what marketing is. It's what public relations is. It's about getting the word out about your company. You're still here and you're doing great. Hey, don't forget about me. It's all part of that. And this is not a time to hide your light under a bushel. This is not a time to be a good old boy or a good old girl who sort of, you know, you're demure and you're sort of self-effacing. You know, you don't have to be bragging. It's not bragging to say you're proud of accomplishing another year. And by the way, I also want to remind you of what Dizzy Dean said, the great great baseball player and even better baseball announcer. He said it ain't bragging if you can do it, and he's right. So if you've done it, if you've accomplished another year, if you've achieved another milestone, it ain't bragging. If you can do it, it ain't bragging. So, you know, over the years, as I've built this company, this media company that I have, the publishing side, the broadcast, the simulcast, the website, all the different things that we put together one brick at a time here, I've had the same ups and downs that you've had, this identical ones. How do I capitalize this? How do I pay for that? When do I hire another employee? We're overworked here. We need some more help. How do we afford that? Are we hiring the right person? When do I go to the bank? Oh, there's another payment due. Oh, how are we going to cover this? Where's the cash flow going to come from? The customer's on the phone and they're not happy. The bank's on the phone and you need more money. The employee's on the phone and they're not coming in. The IRS is on the phone and they want to come check out your books. You name it, folks. I've been through it and you've been through it, and it's the reason why you've heard me say before, being a small business owner is the hardest job in the world. There's no question in my mind that it is. And so Whenever you can get through with all of that, whenever you can deal with all with the whole gauntlet of ownership, everything the world can throw at you, everything the market can roll in front of you as an impediment, and yet you still dodged and navigated all those things and made sales and made customers happy and made them return and inspired employees and helped vendors to be successful and grew your marketplace, gave back to your community, and made the world a better place for having been here, and you're not going to celebrate that? Hopefully, if there's one thing that I've done this week is I've celebrated my 16th anniversary, these milestones of ours. Hopefully, I'd like to think that if there's one thing I've done is to make you feel that to compel you, to motivate you to do the same thing. And if you have, and you do that, many of you do that. You write me or you send me emails and say, "Hey Jim, I'm celebrating another milestone. Let me know about it. Tell me about it." And I'd love to hear from you. Just let me know what you think. And the email's on the website. Just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and punch that in there and the contact and send me something. Let me know how it's going. I want to know about your celebration. Celebrate those milestones, my friends. Your customers want to know about it. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.